Demonstrators and social media users are calling for the release of Muslim cleric Sheikh Ibrahim Zakzaki, which has been held by the Nigerian military. Some Twitter users say that Sheikh Zakzaki needs urgent help and medical treatment. Others warn Zakzaki is in danger of being killed, just as Saudi cleric Sheikh Nimr al-Nimr was executed by Riyadh back in 2016. Meanwhile, Muslims rallied in the northern Nigerian city of Kano, demanding the immediate release of the sheikh and condemn a deadly crackdown on pro-Zakzaki protesters. There were similar protest gatherings in the Turkish city of Istanbul and Washington, D.C.
Until Zakzaki is set free.
Until Zakzaki is set free.
Free, free, Zakzaki!
Protesters in Washington accuse the Nigerian President Muhammadu Buhari of poisoning Sheikh Zakzaki, who's been in jail since late 2015. They also voice support for the Islamic movement in Nigeria and the country's Muslim population.
He was ordered by the High Court in 2016 to be released within 45 days. He has not been released after 3 years. So we are calling and demanding that the Nigerian government upholds its laws, its court rulings, its constitution, international laws, and immediately release Sheikh Zakzaki.
Just here to support Sheikh Zakzaki and the movement that he started a long time ago.
He is definitely a political prisoner. He is being poisoned to the point that he has lost his sight, and his health is such that he may die any day now. But they still won't release him. They won't give him any medical attention.
Now joining us for this news review is Dan Juma Abdullahi, Press TV correspondent, joining us out of Abuja, and Mr. Shabir Hassan Ali, activist and Islamic scholar, joining us out of London. Gentlemen, I'd like to welcome you both to the program here. I guess we'll start in Abuja with our own Press TV's and Dan Juma. What's the latest you could tell us? Please bring us up to date on the Sheikh situation and his deteriorating health.
Well, in the city of Kano, Kaduna, and Gombe today, members of the Islamic movement in Nigeria, that is Sheikh Zakzaki's supporters, came out to demonstrate for the release of the Islamic cleric and to pray for his health. The Islamic movement in Nigeria has organized a three-day fasting and prayers for the sheikh, for their leader, Sheikh Ibrahim al-Zakzaki, Thursday, Friday, and today. So mostly, apart from coming out to demonstrate for the release of Sheikh Zakzaki, his supporters are fasting and praying that he is safely delivered from the detention in jail. Now, one of the prominent clerics, Islamic movement cleric, on Thursday during the crackdown on the protest, who was arrested and taken into custody by the Nigeria police, was released and granted bail yesterday. So that is the situation as it is. Generally, I think there is a high level of agitation by members of the Islamic movement in Nigeria because of the deteriorating health condition of Sheikh Ibrahim Zakzaki, who is in detention.
And now, if I may, I'd like to swing over to Mr. Shabir Hassan Ali. Mr. Hassan Ali, I mean, before the sheikh was taken into custody, I'm sure you saw images. Every time we saw images or we saw sighting of the sheikh, he was standing next to Christians, next to Sunnis. He was trying to unite a divided country, possibly a divided planet, trying to, you know, represent an Islam where it's all inclusive, even friendly with every other religion on earth. Why is he deemed a threat to Abuja? Why isn't Buhari releasing this man to get the medical treatment he needs?
I think we have to understand what drives the current regime in Nigeria, the regime of Mr. Buhari. Mr. Buhari is no concern. He doesn't really care for the people of Nigeria. He's more interested in what his masters in Tel Aviv, Washington, and Riyadh are saying. There's a lot of money being funneled into his account or his associates' accounts. And if there is unity within Nigeria, then that unity will bring, obviously, the people together. Like you yourself said, Sheikh Ibrahim Zakzaki was working to be with the people, to support the people. He was explicitly non-violent in the way he was working. The entire Islamic movement of Nigeria, I've known them for quite some time. They're a non-violent organization. They work to do charitable works, to do humanitarian works, like you mentioned, also interfaith activities. But if the country becomes united, then people stop fighting each other and start actually looking at what Buhari is doing and his associates are doing. And come the election, they will vote in someone who is sensible and who is not a stooge of Riyadh, Israel, and Washington. And this is the underlying problem. They don't want Sheikh Zakzaki coming out. One of the reasons I believe they're refusing to even honor the legal verdict that back in 2016, which said that he needs to be released immediately, is because they know that when Sheikh Ibrahim is released, he will again, once he has recovered, he will continue doing the work he was doing to bring people together to make a land which, as you mentioned yourself rightly, is divided into a united land. And this is what they fear. This is what they have a major problem with. So this is the concern. But I believe the strategy adopted by Mr. Buhari is self-defeating, because now with this situation where Sheikh Ibrahim is being slowly poisoned, where his health is deteriorating, as well as the health of his wife, who is incarcerated alongside him, and the many others who are incarcerated illegally in Nigeria, if anything happens to him, then unfortunately, I believe that this will change the entire dynamics. And this is what the regime in Abuja needs to understand. They need to understand Sheikh Ibrahim Zakzaki is actually someone who they need to protect and they need alive, and therefore they need to release him immediately without any exception, and they need to give him the best medical care that he needs to recover, because he is one person, probably maybe the only person in Nigeria, who can bring the country back to prosperity and back to like a dignity and an honor where it is not just a vassal state of these other powers and is actually the African superpower that it needs to be.
Interesting. And now, Dan Juma, all the concerted protests we've seen in Nigeria and even outside Nigeria on social media, has it hit home with the central government? Has there been any kind of response from them? And what can we expect? Can we expect anything positive ultimately before the Sheikh's health further deteriorates, something good to happen?
Well, there hasn't been any response. There hasn't been any reaction from the Nigerian government consistently for the past 2 years. And definitely the renewed protest and the crackdown, I suppose, is the only response from the security forces that reporters will say that they see as a reaction from the government, but really as a statement or coming out to give a reaction to all the protests for the the demand for the release of Sheikh Zakzaki, there is really no reaction from the government, no statement, no, you seek for interviews to get clarification on these issues, to get reactions, but your phone calls are never answered, your text messages are never answered, and there is no just statement apart from security forces coming out to stop the protest. I don't know where things went wrong, but I think someone, somewhere thinks this group can be crushed. I doubt very seriously, because it's an ideology. Sheikh Zakzaki is important to the movement because he's the leader, but he has a lot of followers in many places in Nigeria. There are adherents of the Islamic movement in Nigeria. So I doubt if someone sitting back there thinks that the Islamic movement can be crushed. I think is a mistake.
Thank you. And Mr. Hassan Ali, I'm going to allow you to get your final thoughts in before we wrap this up. Go ahead, please.
I think your reporter from Nigeria is completely accurate when he says that there seems to be some sort of agenda in the background which seeks to crush the Islamic movement. And this is a completely misguided agenda, because rightly he said that what Sheikh Ibrahim is promoting and has been promoting is an ideology. It's a thought process. It's a concept. It's Islam. It's Islam pure. Islam which is inclusive, which works alongside everyone for justice and for the betterment of society. And I believe the reason why Anjum is not getting responses from the government in Nigeria regarding this subject is because the decisions for Nigeria don't happen in Abuja. Abuja is just like it's a seat where this fellow sits and spends his money and does whatever he does. The real control of what's happening in Abuja rests in Riyadh, Tel Aviv, and Washington. And these are the people who are calling the shots, with Riyadh being at the front of it. And the same way that Riyadh is getting decapitated by Yemen, the same thing will happen to Riyadh in Nigeria. Because regardless of whether they release Sheikh Ibrahim or not, and we all pray that he is released immediately, and he's given the medical treatment and everything that he needs. But regardless of that, the government in Nigeria has exposed itself as being just a vassal government, a state, a proxy of the occupier who wants to occupy Africa as well as Arabia and Palestine. And this will just serve to further this understanding, this truth. And unfortunately, I believe that if Sheikh Ibrahim is not released immediately, I think it will create many, many problems for Mr. Buhari and his supporters and his masters. Because Sheikh Ibrahim, like Anjum said, represents more than just one person. He represents an ideology. And these people like Buhari and such need to study history. They need to understand that even though many, many people historically have imprisoned the leaders and the ideologues of movements, those movements have still been fruitful and successful. And the ones doing their oppression, such as Buhari, have always been wiped out and rendered as just like footnotes in history, as oppressors and tyrants, and hated universally by all people in on the planet. So, you know, my advice to Mr. Buhari would be that if you actually care about any sort of legacy, and if you have any dignity and care for your country and care for yourself, then you need to release Sheikh Ibrahim immediately and give him the medical care that he needs, and leave the Islamic movement to do the work they do, because that work makes sure that your country stays coherent. If you want to be a vassal state of Saudi Arabia, move to Saudi Arabia, khalas, go to Riyadh, see what they will do to you. They did the same thing to Idi Amin and ultimately killed him. So maybe it's time for Buhari to move to Riyadh and just curl up and die over there.
Gentlemen, I want to thank you for joining us. Anjuma Abdullahi out of Abuja and Mr. Shabir Hassan Ali joining us out of London. And viewers, that's a wrap for this segment of your Press TV's News Review. Thanks for tuning in, and bye-bye for now.